in there and step up. And us as a defense, we have to have the mentality where we're not going to lose a beat.
What does it mean to get Brian back?
It means a lot. You know, he's a defensive leader over here, heart and soul of the defense, gets everybody, you know, pumped up and involved. And just to see a guy come back, you know, on a short notice like that from that type of injury.
Did you have to tell any of these other guys about what it's like to have the ninja assassin in here?
Yeah, I've been trying to, you know, explain it and get it across, man. But having a guy like him back on this team says a lot. You know, a guy that went over to Denver, won a championship, so he can bring some of that pedigree. He's always been a leader when he was here before he went to Denver. So just having a guy like that back with us is only going to pick us up more on the defensive side.
Hey, Joe, Romeo.
My bad.
I missed the JJ.
Romeo was just saying that you all now have to wait to see how teams are going to come at you, because with JJ, you know, doubles, triples, chips, things like that were coming, so now blocking schemes could be different. How does that impact maybe from what we see early in the game from you guys, what we see later in the game from you guys?
I think it'd definitely be interesting, but I think when you have other guys, you know, Clowney, Merciless, Simon, Will Ford, Covington, all those guys up front, I think it'll kind of, you know, still create opportunities for those guys, because sometimes, you know, they pay so much attention to JJ to where some of those guys not necessarily be overlooked, but, you know, what they can do in a game that goes unnoticed sometimes. And I think some of those guys will probably get some favorable matchups, you know, one-on-ones and being able to win and things like that.
When you first heard the news, was there a second where you kind of sat back and were like, how are we going to replace this guy?
I never really thought about it that way. You know, I felt for him more than anything. Obviously, him having to go through it one time and then fighting his way back and having to go through it again, you know, that sucks for him. But for us as a team, you know, there's nothing that you can do about it. You have to kind of block that side out of it and just continue to go out there. And whoever's on the field with you, you have to go out there and take that mentality to where we're going to have the same type of defense.
Is that mindset easier said than done, or just because you guys are professionals, that's just the nature of the beast?
That's the nature of the beast. You have no choice. You know, he's not going to show up tomorrow or Sunday and be out there with us, so you have to have that mentality and have to, you know, really believe it.
How does this kind of affect you guys on the back end? Because you guys have talked repeatedly about how this fearsome pass rush has helped you so much on the back end defend people's passing games.
We just have to do more. You know, obviously get tighter in coverage. You know, just do the same thing we've been doing. You know, obviously teams are going to do what they're going to do and game plan for certain situations and certain things. So for us in the back end, we can't change our mentality. We have to still be aggressive, still take our chances, and just play within the defense.
See that Antonio Smith hadn't changed. First thing he said was, I bet you think you see a ghost.
No doubt. You know, he's a veteran guy. He's been a great player in this league for a while. I'm excited to have him back on this defense and part of what we have going here.
Everyone acknowledges how great Watt is, but you guys still are pretty good defense without him, aren't you?
Of course, you know, I think we got 7-8 first-rounders over here on the defensive side, so I think we'll be okay. You know, obviously you can't replace them, like I said, but, you know, having that type of talent on the defensive side, we'll be okay.
Does playing without Watt in the preseason kind of help y'all guys prepare for what y'all guys are going to face now?
I guess maybe yeah and no, because, you know, obviously wasn't thinking that was going to happen. Yeah. But not having him out there, he's able to get some looks at some guys that, you know, wouldn't be out there as much, so we have a feel for what it's like to go out there without him also.